I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hey hackers, I am super excited about today's episode because I am interviewing an awesome special guest. This person is going to teach you all about your rights at work and share her story of what happened to her and how you can avoid going through a year and a half court battle. Who's got time for that, right? I'll cut to the interview now. Hey hackers, this is our first ever interview on the podcast and I have a very special guest today whom I just met this week. Now, our special guest was talking to me in a cafe on Monday and telling me her experience, and I was like, oh my god, more people need to know about this so they don't have to go through the crap you went through. So everyone, this is Kirsty Carlini. She is here today to share with us how not to go through a year and a half court case for your rights and how to know your rights at work. Welcome to Hacked As, Kirsty. Can you tell us what happened? Why did you end up spending a year and a half going through court?
So it basically all started 2016 is when I actually hurt myself. So I was in a pharmacy and I hurt my back. Basically just little things. So I guess what I really didn't know was your rights as in a workplace when you hurt yourself or an incident. I didn't know anything about incident reports.
Yeah.
So I went through 2016, 17, a year. I did a whole year of not knowing my rights. Until I saw a family friend, who was a cousin of my mum, and basically just said, you know, you have rights, and you can do this, and you can do that, you need to do your research on it. And I was quite shy all the time. I was someone who did my job, I would never complain. Never complain. If I'm sore, oh, it's probably just, you know, I just probably have a sore back. But this went on for quite a long time, where I couldn't stand on my feet. For about 5 hours was my maximum of standing on my feet. So basically it all started that way. And generally people know you go to work, you hurt yourself, you're covered by work cover. Now that's the general process of what it goes through. But if you don't get the approval of your boss, your manager, you don't get to go to work cover. And this is where the messy part.
Wait, so what do you need to be approved? They need to approve that you actually hurt yourself?
Correct. Yeah, so how it generally works, if you hurt yourself, you tell your manager. Your manager's job is then to do an incident report. So the whole purpose of an incident report is to write what happened, who was there, how it happened, and how you hurt yourself. So this happens in future reference. So if you did hurt yourself, you have a report to go back to and go, oh my god, she hurt herself this date, it's quite serious. You know, she needs to go to a doctor, have these days off.
Yeah.
When you give her an incident report and you give it to WorkCover, they can then see what's happened and treat it as that. So WorkCover is basically get you back to work or help you work with an injury, basically. So if it got approved by WorkCover, say I do 5 hours of work, I go home, I still get paid for the full day.
Okay.
So they're trying to get you back to work, but still paying you with the time that you're missing, basically. But what happened in my case was my manager said no. So there was no incident report. My manager denied the fact that I hurt myself at work. It's quite messy, which then kind of blew everything out of proportion. So with WorkCover, you have about 6 to 12 months to have a report. You have to go and say, I hurt myself within this time. If you miss the 6 or 12 months, it becomes a personal injury, which is a lawyer, basically. You need to go see a lawyer for a personal injury claim, which is what I went through. And basically, it all started from there. So what really happened is we originally had one manager and then she was teaching our current manager as it is.
Yeah.
And it was really rushed, really, really rushed. And this is like one thing I can't, you know, I can't highlight enough is like teaching someone and not being in a rush. If it's a manager job, you need to know the ins and the outs.
Yeah.
Like workplace health and safety is a massive grey area.
Yes.
And not just in any job. Every company has obviously workplace and health and safety, you know,
yeah,
standards and whatnot, but do you really know them?
No.
I just learned, do you know what? I just learned last week. My new manager just told us, and I think he told a couple of us at work, and none of us knew, that when you're driving to work and when you're driving home from work, you're actually covered by the company's insurance.
Correct.
What the heck? Yeah, I've been working for like 10 years and no one has ever said
That's right. Yeah, so basically your company pays a premium to an insurance company, which is WorkCover. WorkCover is that insurance, basically.
Yeah.
If anything happens, it's not the manager, it's not the business paying it, it's the insurance that pays it. So once again, this plays into why our manager blew it up when it wasn't any of his money. It was insurance. So once again, going back to my old manager training the new one. She's about our age, basically. So, and this manager was in quite a rush to leave. So I told her I hurt myself. She wrote it down, told me to go to the doctor, but this is where it all started. She didn't take any notice of me hurting myself, me going to the doctor. And this is all beginning stuff where you go, oh, okay, she's helping me out. She's telling me to go to the doctor on my lunch break, okay? No! You need time off to go to the doctors.
Yeah, you should. It needs to be documented.
That's right. It's documented. Okay? It needs to be documented. Okay. So this is all just little stuff that you just turn a blind eye to.
Yeah.
Your boss says, that's fine. Go to the doctors right now. Did they write it down? Did they give you leave on that? Are you getting paid for that? You don't know. All as you know, as when it comes back to the paperwork, is you're at work. And this is again where it comes back to the bigger picture when it all goes to the bigger people, basically. Yeah. So she left, and then the new manager came in and knew nothing about what had happened to me. So I would come into the office crying, in pain. I wouldn't be able to do my job. She had no idea what was going on. Communication between the old manager and the new manager was not there. So again, you know, I don't blame her at all. She had no idea.
Yeah.
So
and she had to start the process all over again.
Correct. But she didn't know how to do the process. I don't even think she was taught the whole, you know, grey area of workplace health and safety.
Yeah. Because a back injury is serious.
It's correct. Yes, correct.
It's so serious. Yes. You can only stand for 5 hours. Yes. How are you supposed to live your life like
correct.
That?
Correct. So I was 21 at the time, and doctors couldn't understand how I was 21 and not being able to stand.
Yeah.
So it was quite serious.
Yeah.
I had a couple of knockbacks from doctors, as backs, as you know, is very, very complex. You know, you can't just stick a needle in. You know, there's spines, there's nerves, little millimeter gaps between, you know, the bone and the nerves that go through it. You know what I mean? It's a very delicate area that no one knows much about or doesn't want to, you know, go straight in and stab you with an injection.
So you went through a year and a half in court.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
It was very hard. I had to gather quite a lot of evidence while still being at the pharmacy.
Oh.
So I chose to stay at the pharmacy just for, I guess I'm quite hard-headed. Like, I think I want to stay in a place and see, I want to see improvements. Like, I did this and I want to see what happened. Like, I want to see the process of, you know, are they updating their procedures? Are they going to let other people know that there's incident reports? You know, I want to stay for that to see it improve, basically, but nothing changed.
Nothing changed at all.
That's right.
You were taking them to court and they still didn't change anything to save themselves. But then if it was to happen to anyone else.
Correct. So
it's crazy.
It was all behind the scenes, really. It was I went into pharmacy straight after school and they were like my family. And I have a lot of like faith in humanity. You know, like they wouldn't do that to me. Or so I went in there like that, and for my family, my work family, to be like, you know, why are you crying? Why do you need to go home early? What's wrong? You know what I mean? Like, was a lot for me.
That's
so
horrible.
It's
strange they didn't actually care about it.
Exactly,
you.
That's
they
the care
so
factor.
About.
So, and I think that's where I think everyone in their life hits bottom.
Yeah.
And that was my bottom, is realizing that people don't actually fucking care about you.
Yes, she can swear.
And that's where I learned that work is work. You go to work to work. You don't go to work to socialize, to make friends.
Oh,
you know, you do,
no.
But in a sense that they just backstab you. And that's what happened. So, back to the whole process again, sorry. So you have to go through your manager, basically. So I asked my manager, you know, like, I've been looking at work cover. Do you think I could, you know, think I can go into it? Because, you know, I've been wanting to do this during work. I'm having trouble. You know, I went through every process possible.
Yeah.
You know, ask them to sit down and still do what needs to be done at the back. Like, there's Webster packing, which is basically you just put medication into days of the week for, like, homes and stuff, yeah, like that, that are, people just pop them out and just, yeah, them like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I asked to do that, to train in that, because I'm sitting down. You sit, yeah, down for about half a day doing that. Cold pack on my back, you know, it was perfect. No.
Were you employed as a casual or full-time, part-time?
Yes, so I was full-time at the
time.
You
were full-time?
Yeah, yep, yep, yep. I did try to keep my hours. Unfortunately, that doesn't work. I then dropped down to part-time and started studying.
So you had to start, you had to be part-time because you couldn't work because of your physical health.
Correct.
That you experienced at work.
Correct.
And they were just like, okay with you becoming a part-time. Instead, correct, of giving you something you could do. So we want to have faith in humanity, like we do. But then stuff like this happens. And if you, say you had your injury again tomorrow,
yeah,
what would you do differently this time?
This time I would... Well, now that I know what an incident report is, I would ask the manager for an incident report.
Yeah.
Basically. But then again, I think it also falls on the company at the time to do regular meetings. Once again, we never had regular meetings. We didn't know what was going on. You know what, yeah, I mean? Like, if you have, if, I guess, regular meetings say, hey guys, can't stress enough if you guys hurt yourself at all, because you know, you are doing heavy lifting. At the time, yeah, I was a stock controller. Lifting, okay, boxes.
Yeah.
When you think of stock controller, what do you think of?
Picking stuff up.
Correct. So you think at a meeting, you'd be like, Kirsty, as a stock controller, you might be lifting some heavy boxes or bending quite a lot. This is what an incident report looks like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not just me, but everyone.
Yeah.
You can cut yourself just opening a box with the, you know what I mean? Like, just with, yeah, a Stanley knife. It's as little as that. Mm. Every little thing needs to be recorded. It doesn't, yeah, have to be like, you know, what I went through. Like, it doesn't have to be that. It could just be a slice on the thumb. Just so everything is recorded, yeah, you know, and it just says no more attention needed. It was minor, you know what I mean? And,
yeah,
and
at
that's,
least it's covered then.
Correct, that's right. And that would then go into a process of basically how to minimize it again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, oh, let's always say close our blades now. After we open the box, we want to close them straight away. That's taking out the risk of, you know, just cutting yourself, basically.
It seems like common, yeah, sense, a lot of it. It sounds like common sense, but it's still something that needs to be said,
yeah,
in a workplace,
yeah,
in a professional environment. Yeah. Still, you need to have these conversations with people. Like, when I'm cutting boxes at work, sometimes I'm just cutting it towards myself.
Correct.
I know I'm not supposed to be doing,
yeah,
that, but because I, like...
Yeah, that's right.
You just,
yeah,
don't really think
about
it. And
I guess if we're not really told, we don't really know. You know, we think it's normal. I'll just open a box like this. You know what I mean? You never think to just open it away.
Yeah, because it seems easier to, like,
yeah, it's great. That's,
you've
right,
got
that's
more
right,
control.
Until something happens. Until something happens.
Oh.
And then,
gosh, I wish we could have that way.
And then that's where everyone goes, all right, guys, let's now, you know, open our boxes away from the body.
Yeah.
Because we've had one incident, we now need to learn from them. You know, we,
yeah,
don't want more incidents or, you
that's
know,
right,
I mean, like, someone actually hurt themselves.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It just needs to be said. These things just need to
that's
be
right,
said. Even though at the time everyone's like, I know,
that's right,
or that's dumb,
that's
or I'm
right,
not a child,
yeah,
or
yep,
something,
yep,
like that. But it still needs to be said. And you still need to know what's next. If something does happen, what is next? Like
that's
an incident,
right,
report.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never even, I mean, I've heard of those because my mum works in aged care and,
correct,
nursing, so,
yeah,
that's something,
yeah,
that they will do all,
yes,
the time. But in a normal job that's not in that kind of industry, like,
yeah,
a retail,
right,
position or something like that, no one really talks about,
yeah,
it.
And I
stuff,
think when it comes down to little businesses, I know little businesses do get away with a lot, as a corporate company does.
Yeah.
So your corporate, because there's so many of them, they need to follow these rules and regulations. You know, something happens, they're on it because they can get sued. You know what I mean? Like, that's their reputation.
Yeah.
Little companies, little businesses get away with it a lot more because it's just...
Also, people really rely on just a relationship.
Correct.
And sometimes, I mean, relying, they take advantage of that.
Correct.
They take advantage of your trust and,
yes,
just don't... It's kind of like when they say you don't get your family to do work for you.
Correct.
Because they won't pay you on time or something. They just,
yeah,
kind of maybe do a dodgy job compared,
yeah,
to if it was professional.
Yes.
Whereas at work, once they start to have a relationship, it's like they let a lot of things slide.
Professional loses.
Yeah.
They lose their professionalism. Yeah.
They do,
yeah,
yeah. And they just let... And, I mean, we're living in a time where insurance is such a big deal, and people will cut corners and stuff. I have been effed over an insurance claim before because I backed into someone's car, and being the honest person I am, I was like, I was 19, I think, and I backed into a BMW.
Nice.
Oh my God. It was just a stupid thing. But what actually, I actually went, the whole process lasted for like 18 months, like they just sent me a $2,000 bill.
Correct.
And it's like, what? What do you mean? Yeah. Like, aren't I supposed to choose, like, aren't you supposed to send me a quote? Aren't you supposed to do this? And and I actually, I went around to so many different panel beaters. I showed them the quote. I showed them the, not the quote, because it was already been done.
Yeah.
I showed them the bill. I showed them the photos. Yeah. And they were like, yeah, they've fucked you.
That's correct.
Fucked you over, but I will not sign anything and put my name on anything because that insurance company will then get rid of all of my work.
Correct.
Because the insurance companies talk.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're probably going to be shut down for sharing this episode.
Yes.
But like, it's a bit scary.
It is. It's very scary.
So that's why it's so important to know what your rights are.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So without, you know, a family friend telling me what I could do, I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah.
I think I would have eventually left work and still be in the dark place that I was.
So how are you now, like, physically? How's your back?
It still needs to be maintained. I do have to exercise regularly, but I can't do weights. I can't do gym work, or I can't, you know, just be at home, you know, just doing kettlebell stuff. I have to be supervised. I have to focus on my core, basically, just to strengthen your back. Still get sore every now and then, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
If I sit down too long, if I lay down too much, if I'm standing up too much,
like, you shouldn't have to live with that. Like, that's just
that's
just so not fair that happened to you. And now you have to live with that.
That's right. But I think, you know, seeing it now and looking back, it happened for a reason. You know, it pushed me to start studying. You know, studying my business legal. And in this business legal, we learn everything about workplace health and safety, you know, risk management, how to minimize a risk and not make it a hazard.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing this study and thinking back about workplace, it was very unsafe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just from a little cord running across the floor, you may think it's nothing. Just step over it.
Yeah.
Someone who drags their feet, someone who's carrying a box, someone who's just really busy trips over that.
Yeah.
That's it.
It could be serious.
That's right. You could pull over, hurt your elbow, break your elbow. You know, you hear about...
Hit your head or anything.
Yeah, correct. Definitely. I heard a story about at my brother's work, an elderly lady tripped over some cords and she shattered her elbow. See, it's just as little as
Yeah, especially as if you
that.
Have customers coming
correct.
In and stuff
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And especially in a pharmacy where people are often unwell when they go.
Correct.
In.
Yeah, a lot of elderly people as well.
Yeah.
The older spectrum is more what pharmacies aim for as well. But,
yeah. Mm. Who a fall can be... end.
Correct. Yeah. So I can't. Yeah. It was a very big eye opener.
Yeah.
And I guess I really wanted to know what can and can't I do. You mean, like, I know I'm employed here, but like, what's the standards of this place? You know what I mean? Like, these boxes are stacked so high to the roof. I'm sure there's some healthy standard there. You know what I mean? Like, that's gonna fall on someone.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not.
Yeah.
What if the manager come out and go, guys, that's really unsafe?
Yeah.
That's what baffled me the most, and I don't know if that's just how I look at the world and think, like, that's not right.
Yeah.
But I guess...
No, that's not.
You know,
and most people don't know that stuff. That's
right, yeah. And I never noticed it before. You know, I would always think, like, oh, I'm so fired up. Let's get the massive ladder, girls. Come on, help me up. I'll throw it down. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it was like. That's what it was like. It was like, girls, come here. Yeah, you got it. Okay, here. You know what I mean? You just throw it down. We didn't know any better.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
no one told you.
No one told
better.
Us. No one said, girls, that's really unsafe. You could hurt yourself.
Yeah.
We didn't know any better.
Yeah, follow procedures.
That's
have
right.
procedures in place
yeah.
to protect you.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
so that
yeah,
these
yeah.
things don't happen.
Yes.
So your experience has changed your life in more than one way. It has got you to study
correct.
Business legal so that you can stop this from happening to anyone else. Is
correct.
That right?
There are a lot of people still in that workplace that want my advice on certain things. I actually get a call from a lady who just recently hurt herself at work, but she was on a break and she was crying to me. She's like, I hurt myself. I hurt my ankle, but I'm not at work. I said, what do you mean you're not at work? She's like, I'm on my break. I said, you're still covered. You're covered.
Yeah.
You're at work. You are at work, yeah. you're going to work, you're going to lunch, you're coming back, you are still covered. Yeah. For that 8 hours of work,
that's good.
You're covered.
And your way home and your way back to
that's
work.
That's right. Yeah. You're still there.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, that's good that you have that protection there. So you have things still not changed there. Is that why she's calling you? Because there's no incident report.
I think she called me because she didn't want to go through the same thing that I went through.
Yeah.
So I can't stress enough is if something happens, you know, the first thing you want to do is instead of just going straight to work cover, a lot of people go, I'm taking straight to work cover. You need to do your research quite a lot. So there's government sites. Just Google.
Where can they go?
Fairwork.gov.au. Everything's there.
Fairwork.gov.au.
Everything is there. Bullying, payment issues, leave, personal leave, everything is there. And well, every company will have different guidelines, but it just gives you a guide on what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, if you're working such and such hours a week, you are entitled to this much.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 stuff like that.
It's crazy people don't know their entitlements.
No, that's
and
right.
Even stuff like at one of my workplaces, it's open. Be open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. So then one girl would finish at 10, but then she was rostered on to start at 7:30. And there's actually a law against that. You have to have 10 hours between shifts or something like that, and, or otherwise you should be paid penalties. And we didn't know that. And how long had she been doing that for? And when she actually brought it up, I'm pretty sure the company, won't name any names of the company,
yeah.
but the company was just like, we'll just don't do that anymore.
Correct.
And then there was no like back pay or compensation
right.
for the fact that you've been living that. And you know why? Because this person was happy just to be like,
yes,
okay,
I'll do it.
I
right.
won't do it anymore then.
Yeah.
Because like you feel like I don't want to. I don't know. As people,
mm-hmm.
we are like shamed from being a squeaky wheel.
Yes.
Like you know, that's just a squeaky wheel, or
we don't
just
want
a
to
whinger.
Break the wheel. I guess. Yeah. I mean, like I think you feel intimidated when you go to a manager and go, hey, I don't think this is right. And they go, well, it is. You know what I mean? Like, are they going to pull out your contract?
Yeah.
You know, as a proper manager, you think they'd be like, this is a new contract. This is what you signed for. I'm sorry that you weren't aware of it, but you know what I mean? Like, let's go through your contract again. Let's make sure you understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whereas it sounds like the place that you're at and the place that I was at, didn't bother about that. That was like, well, you're rostered on. That's how it was.
Yeah. Well,
that's what you need to do.
They didn't know the rules, which I believe as the business the company should know the rules already and be like, okay, we're a business that's open these hours.
Yeah.
Can a person actually be on to this time and then start at this time? Like that's something they should just know.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be something that you have as an employee have to be like, hang on, am I allowed to do this?
Like it's not something
or
that we should go out of our way to search and be like, this seems wrong.
Yeah. Because that's just taking advantage of you.
That's right.
And hoping that you won't know.
Correct.
And hoping you won't cause a fuss. And it's like, just don't be an asshole and just tell people their rights and just
I think it really comes down to is poor management. Very, very poor management. And someone once told me that there is bad businesses out there.
There are.
There is very poor management and there's bad businesses.
There seems to be more bad businesses than not.
And I think you have to go through something to really open your eyes and realise that, you know, this stuff actually exists.
Yeah. And so the best thing that you can do is just learn what your rights are. If you feel like something's not right, I mean, sometimes you don't even realise. Like, if you work after 6 p.m., your pay rate is supposed to change. So if you're working late, then you should be paying more. If you work more than a certain amount of hours, you should be paying penalty rates, all these kinds of things. People normally know about their wages just because people are onto their money, so they kind of have an idea. But like sometimes you don't even know that what's going on is not right.
I guess because we have so much trust in, you know, them to pay us the right amount. And that's just, I don't know if I'm the only person that does that, but I have a lot of, like I said, I have a lot of trust in people, in humanity. Like, okay, they'll pay me properly. I'm sure they'll pay me properly. Do we know that? No. So we look at your pay slips and go, wait a minute, I did more than those hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where's my pay? You know what I mean? And then it comes like a massive mess. But I guess once again,
and it's awkward to bring it up. So how did you go about bringing this up? Because that's awkward. So how did you do it?
It was very hard. I guess I had no other way. I was in so much pain. I had to say something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I was faking it. Like my eyes were bloodshot.
Yeah.
I was crying all the time. You can tell when someone's in pain.
Yeah.
And so I had to go talk to the manager. You know what I mean? Like, I would either be up, down at the storeroom bawling my eyes out, and someone would have to say that I need to go home because I couldn't move. They would either come to me or I'd have to go to them. And at first it was treated like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? You know, yeah. No one knew what it was until we were I was not diagnosed, but they found out that I had degenerative discs. Now, everyone has degenerative discs, okay? Don't get me wrong. But it's a matter of how it gets irritated that affects you later on, okay? Everyone will have one degenerative disc or in
general. What is degenerative?
So basically where your bones or your spine isn't as its whole. It's kind of just slowly being eaten away. I wouldn't say eaten away, but disappearing, basically.
Okay.
So that cushion in between your spine. So you've got the spine, the little cushion, and another spine. And that's what absorbs
the fluid.
The shock, that's right, yeah. You're shocking, you know, when you jump, that's what cushions it and whatnot. So when that's degenerative is when it's not all there, you know, it's a bit too much pressure on one side, which can then squash that pillow, which is what you get is when you get like a pinched nerve. So that pushes and that that liquid in the middle, that fluid will push out and hit a nerve. So that's a pinched nerve.
Whenever I learn about spinal stuff, I'm just like, oh my god, how are we alive? So how are we even walking around and we're okay?
It's so I still can't wrap my head around it. So it's called a bulge disc, which is, like I said, was that fluid bit bulges out. And when it hits a nerve, it's pinched. So it's a bulge disc which hits a nerve.
Yeah.
Basically. And that's okay. It's very complex. But yeah. That's what happened. Irritated the degenerative disc by doing repetitive stuff. Repetitive lifting. Same thing with when you're typing. Yeah, they get it in their wrists. What is it? Is it RSI?
Repeated strain injury.
That's it. Yeah, you're doing the same thing every day. You're doing the same thing. Mm. You're not moving. You're not stopping. You're not exercising.
Yeah.
You're not stretching. Basically, same thing. So it's not just in your back.
Yeah.
But your wrist. You know, people get it in any joints, basically.
Yeah.
But
you learn about that stuff in school, ergonomics and having like your computer in a certain place and sitting like a certain place and getting up and because it's serious, because I mean you are
that's
doing
right,
that
that's right, but we don't take that seriously when we're in a workplace. Like when I'm studying, like once again the workplace health and safety that I'm doing, you go through a whole step and layout of how your computer should be, you know, that you need to be exactly positioned, you know, like arm's length away and blah blah to prevent these things happening. There's also things when you're squatting and when you're standing, which a lot of things is what a lot of doctors had to watch me squat, watch me bend, watch me pick up, and just by little movements, see how I'm moving and whatnot. And that was all really hard as well, because the work cover doctors, they don't want to say, yes, you've got an injury. So they will drag it out as long as possible.
Why?
They don't want to pay. They don't want to give you compensation.
Right. It's all about money.
Correct. It's all about money. Correct. So you need to have your GP behind you. And I don't mean like any GP. You need to have your GP that has known you. You know what I mean? Not for a while, but like has gone through the motions with you.
Least that they would know what you were like before.
Correct. So you want a doctor that will stand behind you and be like, no, that's not what happened. No, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
This is what it is. And will basically be a bulldog in your fight, basically.
Oh, that's
great. So that's what was a good thing I had with me, was I had a really good doctor who stood behind me and said, no, I deny that. No this. And said, you need to go. You need to give this. You need to go on work cover. I will write you to have so many days off at work. You need a doctor that understands your pain, basically.
Yeah.
And my doctor was brilliant. If I needed time off, he would just see it. He'd be like, I'm giving you 2 weeks. I'll give you a month. Even if it was unpaid, I didn't care at that point.
Yeah.
I was in pain. And I would be gone for a whole month and I wouldn't ever be checked up on by my manager. Nothing. So once again, guys, that also falls under bullying and harassment.
Really?
Yes.
See, bloody hell. See, like, I mean, I'm not the only one, but when you get those OH&S handouts and stuff, you're just like, ugh.
That's right. You don't read it. You flip straight to the end page and
you
sign
it and
your life away.
And then when something happens, then you're just like,
So I can't. Once again, I can't stress enough. Like, skim through it if you want. Skim through it, but don't just go, yep, sign. Like, there could be something in there that says we are not liable if you hurt yourself in the workplace. Something little, there's just a little, that's just a little sentence, really? It could be something so small like that.
But even then, isn't there still like a duty of care there?
Yeah, of course,
so they
of course.
Couldn't really just say we are not liable.
That's right. Yeah,
like that.
Of course there's a duty of care, but that also depends on the person.
Yeah.
I didn't get any duty of care, and that's where I got them as well. I got them for no duty of care and negligence.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do bullying, workplace, like bullying harassment, as in that's another claim.
Mm. See, that's what I think is horrible as well, because you had to go through all of this crap. You had to go through the pain, not just the pain of now your life is different because you can't do certain things that you could do before. Now you have to train a different way. Now you have to take care of yourself, especially like differently. But then not only that, but those people were your family. You loved those people and you've like lost so many relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really takes its toll on your mental health.
Yeah.
And then you were telling me on Monday that you have to make a separate claim for mental health.
Yes, correct.
Now that is so bad because like you know that a physical matter always has repercussions in your mind because it's one, you're one unit. You can't just separate a physical, like there's trauma, mental trauma, emotional trauma, and the fact that you have to actually make two claims and you had already been through court for a year and a half, who wants to go through that crap all over
That's
again?
Right. Yeah, so it's two different claims. There's one claim as a personal injury and then there's another claim as bullying and harassment or mental health, basically. I guess it also depends on the lawyers that you get. Some might say to a degree that, you know, she's been put through a lot of pain and mental, you know what I mean, like that they won't do another claim. But I guess it all comes down to the settlement, I guess.
Yeah.
If they're going to give you this much, it's because, there was bullying and harassment. It's documented and blah, blah, blah. But document everything. If you think you're ever in a position that you're being bullied or if you ever think something's unfair, I can't stress enough, document everything.
It's only just a matter of pulling out your phone and getting your notes section up and writing down the date and the time.
The date, the time, how you felt, how it happened, who was around you, who you went to is the main things is what you need to write.
Okay.
I, you know, my parents always told me, write it down. And I'd be like, that's stupid. Why would I write that down?
Yeah.
But a year and a half later, you don't think back of how you felt
you
back then.
Remember.
I mean, it's very vivid now because it was so real, but you can't think of the time or the date it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That there was...
Who was there, who wasn't there.
Who then you think
about something so much, you're like, I don't know if I made this part up or if this was real or which part actually happened, if you're getting things confused.
Yeah.
So writing it down...
Even if you think it's silly, like even if you think it's oh, this isn't worth it or why am I writing this, write it down. It could be something so minor that in a couple of months' time... turns to something so major.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of people think like, oh, it's just a sore back. And that's how I was. Like, I know I've been diagnosed with endometriosis. So when I would get a sore back, they would play it off as my period.
No.
So yes, my period was very weird throughout my whole life, but when I got a sore back, I just thought it was my period.
Mm.
Yes. Did you get a sore back when you get your period?
Sometimes.
Correct.
Yeah.
So most times I'd be like, oh, it's just my period.
Oh, but, my gosh. And you have endo as well.
Yeah. So they try to play on that as well, as in like no, she didn't hurt herself at work. It's
a
pre-existing injury. That's where they'll get you. They'll be like, no, it's pre-existing, but it's not. And that's where you need to fight for is when.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's also where it comes into having a good relationship with your doctor.
Correct. Correct. So your doctor can pull up, you know, before the injury date. And show you what the actual cause was. If it's diagnosed, that's even better because it can be like that's undiagnosed and that's diagnosed. So it can't be endometriosis if it's this. But that was also another problem that I had is I did not have diagnosed endometriosis at that time.
Okay.
It was only a couple months after that I was in hospital and I was diagnosed with endometriosis. But that's what they played on is no, you've got endometriosis. It's not your back. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kirsty, you've been through a lot, but you've learned a lot, and I think that your message is going to help a lot of
people.
I hope so.
Like, it's just, if you ever feel like you're being treated unfairly, like, you know, there's ombudsmans that give free services for that reason, and an ombudsman basically is a person you can speak to if something doesn't get dealt directly by the company. So you can call them up, and they're free. You can have a little chat and be like, hey, such and such has happened, blah, 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 blah. And they'll give you a professional advice on what will happen, what should happen. And advise you what to do like that. It's very short, but it gives you a sight of what direction you need to go. Talk to your doctor once again. Like, your doctor will also direct you in what path to take. If you go, do you think this is worth taking to work cover? And if you have a good doctor, they'll be like, well, does it affect your work? Yes. Are you doing, you know, less hours than what you were? Yes. Then yes. It
affects your life.
That's right. Does it affect?
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, that's
do
right.
stuff like.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So. Wow. It's so good to have that. Like, have that. Like, when I heard you talking about it on Monday, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
People need to know this stuff because we just don't know our rights because we're not told our rights.
Yeah.
We're taught algebra. We're not taught our rights.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't.
Well, I guess it's very different. Like. It's such a massive, like, spectrum of rights. You know, one company just doesn't have the same rights as another company would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in hospitality, might be different with the hours you were saying. Hospitality, they can work certain hours and get certain pay rates on certain days.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure about the hospitality part, but...
Yeah. That's a different...
That's right. So it depends on...
But if you're in hospitality, then you've still got access to that information.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Still find all
you can
that
narrow
out.
It down, but what, I guess, what you work in, whether it's retail, hospitality, anything like that, it narrows it down quite a lot. Even if you just type in hospitality hours or stuff like that.
Yeah, it's all on there. It's all on Google.
Yeah,
guys, we have a little superpower in our hands, and that is your phone, which has... all the information. If it's connected to the online, it's got all the information in the world on there. Stop looking at cat videos and start looking up your rights and find
even
out.
Leave it on your lunch break.
Yourself.
On your lunch break.
Yeah.
Just have a look. Like, just little things. Like, I remember one girl was asking me, like, oh my god, I don't have, how do I find, you know, what am I entitled to? Like, oh, how do I explain it? Doctor's certificate is another big thing at work. Your employer can ask for a doctor's certificate whenever they want, right? But if it's in within 2 days, you have to supply a doctor's certificate. Did you know that?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't.
You didn't know 2 days you had to... If you were absent 2 days, you have to
have
a doctor's certificate.
Oh, yeah, if it's more than 2 days.
But did you know, if you left work and you're only there for 5 hours, your manager can turn around to you and say, I want a doctor's certificate.
No, I did not know.
So it's normally within 24 hours... but again, depending on your workplace and how much your manager, how your manager is as well as a person, can say, while you're away, do you mind going to a doctor and give me a doctor's certificate? I know you're in pain. I guess it depends, like I said, on the person.
Yeah.
Your manager can turn around and be an asshole and be like, I want a doctor's certificate for 2 hours that you haven't been at work.
Yeah.
And you have to provide it.
And just cover yourself.
That's correct. Yeah. Just
cover
yourself, guys. Don't be like... Nah, screw you, it's only 2 hours. Cover yourself.
And also because you might have a great manager. Like, I've got really good managers. They're, like, one of them, she's like a mother to me. Another one's like a sister to me. Like, but they have people above them, and they might not have any relationship with you. They'll just be like, that person needs this. That
Correct.
Person, give me that
Correct.
For that person.
Yeah.
What that person took leave, give me time. Like, what is... So you have to also help, like, cover them as well at the same time. You're covering you and your manager who might be your good friend who might be lenient. But someone on top of them might be like, no,
that's
I
right.
need this.
That's right. That's right. So I guess it all comes down to management.
Yeah.
Good management, poor management.
And you were surprised by yours anyway. They were like your family and they didn't
Correct.
Handle it very well.
Yeah. I guess I was young and naive and I had just tunnel vision at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, I have tunnel vision now, but I mean, like, you know, coming into a workplace and, you know, it was so great. Good morning, girls. How was your weekend? Blah, blah. What are you doing after work? You want to catch up? You know what I mean? Like that stuff.
Yeah.
General friend stuff, but it's at work, and I could never do, you know, tell the difference between work and friends.
Well, you shouldn't. Like,
I mean, I'm not saying like don't have a relationship with the people in the workplace.
Yeah,
but
well, that's a normal thing.
Just
like,
be
you
careful.
See friends
yeah.
as friends, especially when you're still young and it's your first work experience. You know,
that's right. People go to work to do their job, and I guess you know how competitive they are. You know, if you do something wrong. And then they tell your manager. So it's a little bit, I think it can break up a friendship like that as well.
Yeah.
Like that also leans towards bullying harassment again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like little stuff, like saying, oh, you're not doing your job properly. Mm. Goes to the manager, you know, tells your manager you're not doing this. You have no idea. And your manager will come out and be like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Like, it's very...
If I think a lot of this is also around people's self-worth. Like,
correct.
They're, you need to realize that you are important and you are within your rights to say something and speak up. And if someone brushes you aside, like, oh no, you'll be right, or something like that.
Take it high up.
You are important enough to pursue this. Like, you need to realize that.
Yeah, you think you don't matter if someone turns you down. But once again, you have your own rights.
Especially in the Australian culture where we're like, she'll be right. Oh, she'll be right.
Yeah, she'll be right. That's right.
But I mean, I like she'll be right, but also, at the same time, no, sometimes things are serious and you need to stick up for yourself. And if you have a hard time, then you need to contact someone who will stick up for you as well. Because I know it can be really scary.
It's hard. It's scary. It's intimidating. It's daunting.
But this is your life.
That's right. Like, in the moment, you're like, oh, it's okay. Yeah, you're right. Maybe there is something wrong with me.
Sorry. Kirstie, let's go with, oh, all of a sudden it got really bright. I hope you guys have really been able to hear as well, because there's been different noises around here. We're in the botanical gardens and I'm yet to get a microphone. I'll probably invest in one of those. But, so Kirstie, for the people listening, for the listeners and the watchers, what would you say? Like, what is your advice? What would you do now knowing what you know? What would you do differently back then, knowing now what you do know now? Oh, does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess, you know, really research, once again, your rights. Just double check with your manager if you ever, you know, you want to know the relationship with your manager, if they know certain stuff, you know, if you, it's just ask questions, just ask, like, if I hurt myself, what do? Where do I go? Who do I see? Do I write on anything? Is there such thing as an incident report? Everyone should know an incident report. Two, I guess, just separate your emotions from work to friends. It's really hard, I guess, to say that stuff. Yeah. And three, keep to yourself. That's really weird, but
keep to yourself.
Yeah, I guess in the workplace that you are, if you want to tell someone and then they want to turn it around and tell the manager,
so you need to talk to the right people.
You want to talk to the right people.
Don't just talk to anyone at work.
Yeah, that's right. Talk to the right people, get the right advice, talk to your GP, definitely.
And things can spiral out of control once you start saying too much to different people.
That's right.
Too many people know things and then they start talking and then it can just spiral.
Yeah,
and then,
especially if it's early days. If you just think it's going to happen and get fixed in that certain day, you don't know really, because it turns something big, like mine turned into something big, and everyone just spiraled and it just went down, down, down. So talk to someone you know, like a GP, family friend, or definitely just talk to someone. Yeah,
definitely. Oh, that's really good advice. And I hope that no one has to go through what Kirstie had to go through, because that is fucked. I'm sorry the sun is in your face. So we're going to wrap this up now, but it's been so good to have you on, and now the sun is in your face, so we're going to wrap it up because the sun has moved since we've been talking for a while.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you so much for coming on to Hacked As.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being our first person interview.
I think it's like, either it's really good or it's really bad.
I think it's really good. It's really exciting. I'm excited about it. So, yeah, I think that's it, because I would normally be like, Where can people find out more about you? But then, I guess you're not really building a
online No, I'm not
following.
Really anywhere, am I?
You know, that's not your thing. You're just doing your study at the moment, so that's fine. Okay.
I'm not like following my journey.
If you want to hear, follow along Kirstie's journey. Well, we can, your journey's pretty much finished, hey?
That's right.
It's done. So we can't check back in. But if you have questions for Kirstie, go to www.hackedasradio.com and you can put questions in and I'll be like, Kirstie, come back on the show please and answer the question.
I'll be more than happy. Like I said, I'm studying business legal, so this falls perfectly in with it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's right up your alley.
It's right up my alley, guys.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much again for coming on.
Thanks for having me again.
It's been a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.